Yep. Okay. So we'll start off with a quick overview of the minutes. I think to sum up the last meeting would be to say the requirements that we've set out. Those are that we're going to go for what seemed to be a fairly minimal design based on a small joystick, LCD, and a couple of other buttons for navigation, with power beam, I suppose, one of the main single purpose buttons. And we were also going to use the novelty of being able to locate the remote control again via a small transmitter of any luck, the idea to try and separate us. And also, because of the minimal design, looks like we'll be able to be fairly adventurous in the actual physical shape of our remote control with any luck. Prince sums up the last one. So we'll just crack on. I'd like to maybe start with the industrial designer if it's possible. Today is the conceptual today. This meeting is the conceptual design phase and is to cover things like what the parts might be made of, can we outsource these from elsewhere, will we have to construct the items ourselves?
I have a presentation here, I'll just save it in there.
Yeah, okay, well, I'll just load it up then. Which one? Interface concept?
No, that's me.
That's you. We've got trend watching, that's you.
Components design?
Components design. Okay.
Alright. So, the case, that's what I wrote. First of all, it could be plastic, hard plastic. But later on, we found out that it can be rubber as well, or titanium, or even wood. So, decided what it's going to be, probably plastic. We need the infrared transmitter, get that off the shelf. Joystick will probably, if we're going to use it, could be plastic or rubber even as well. If you go on to the next slide, if you go on to findings, it's like two or three slides down. Right, so this is what I found we can use. Three different types of batteries can either use a hand dynamo or the kinetic type ones, you know, that they use in watches, or else a solar powered one.
The kinetic one,
of course,
because that's the ones where like the movement involves it. The battery for a watch wouldn't require a lot of power. Would be my one query. Mm. Is the kinetic one going to be able to supply enough power?
But also, a watch moves around a great deal more.
Yeah, I don't think it would. And solar cells, I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
Should probably just use conventional batteries. Just like in usual remote controls.
Which is posing as well, would allow us to go off the shelf again, you'd say?
Yeah. These are three different types of shapes you can have. One is a flat one, and then more original ones are single curved one or one with a double curved. The materials are there as you can see, but you can't have a titanium one for a double curved.
Titanium, they're really strong metal.
Yeah.
Is it not
and light.
Expensive?
I think so as well, yeah. They make mountain bikes out of that. So it's really light as well.
Curious, I don't know if you'd be able to off the top of your head or not, the single curved and double curved. Would you be able to give an example? Could you maybe draw something? It doesn't have to be perfect, it's just because I'm not quite sure if I understand the difference between the two.
curved. Well, I was thinking to sit in your the palm of your hand, maybe like this, with the joypad here, joystick here, and maybe. Okay, button around here so that the thumb can use it quite easily. I don't exactly double curved. It probably means this is probably double curved, whereas a single curved would be like that, I guess. Try it now, so
it might literally just be
two curves, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, like that. Whereas this is two curves. So I guess that's what they mean by double curve. Which else, it looks better than a single curve, but
you can't have it in titanium, which is
and for the buttons, you can have the scroll wheel which they use in mouses for PCs. But it requires a more expensive chip to use, and if you want to use LCD, it's a bit more expensive. So decide just trade-offs there. If you want the buttons to be, if you have a double curve control and it's rubber, then you have to use rubber buttons as well. But I reckon you're gonna have to have a number keypad anyway, for the amount of channels these days. You wouldn't want to just have to scroll through all the channels to get to all you want, and enter just a number of if you know it. So I reckon we're gonna have to have a number keypad anyway. Do you think?
Okay. That's definitely something we can talk about. So you've got a little bit about the chip that we might require as well.
Yeah. So, I'm sure I'm going to spend money if you want to fancy LCD.
Do you have any idea so far, like when we were saying that we need an advanced chip for an LCD, does that shoot the cost up by a drastic amount? Or
you mean an advanced chip for the LCD? Is that good?
Well, I think compared to, say, just pressing of buttons.
Advanced, like,
if you press a button, it sends a certain transmission through the infrared, whereas I mean, if we're controlling the LCD, we definitely require a much more powerful chip. So just compared to the chip you would use for the button, I think, see,
okay,
the point being made, if I've not overstated. Yeah. Okay, should I go on or go back?
If we only have £12, 50, 12 euros, not even 12 pounds, 12 euros, was that like 8 pounds or something like that?
Well, we'd also be relying on the bulk buying and producement and such.
Okay, that's
I assume we have to look into the cost of those. So, sorry.
The previous slides just explain what's in the internal components of the remote control, if you go to one before that. So it just says what it does, translate the key press into an infrared signal, and this is received by the TV. The chip just needs to detect the signal, or detect the key press, and then it'll send it to the amplifier.
Okay.
And then the next slide just shows how the copper wires interact with the buttons, the rubber buttons, get sent to the chip. So that's just how the controller works inside. You have to decide on what buttons we're going to use.
Okay. So in the information that you've been supplied, how feasible would you say that the idea of using an LCD looks?
I think we can do it if we use conventional batteries and not have solar cells or kinetic. maybe use a single curved case, because you might need it to be curved for the thumb to use the joystick easily. And then you'll need the advanced chip, which is pretty SUV.
I mean, that sounds like quite a good requirement to me. Conventional battery would seem to make sense. I'm not sure if there's any cost differences between single and double curved, and I don't know about anybody else, but plastic or rubber as a traditional form of casing would seem to be a good way forward.
I'm actually going to be bold and go straight for rubber, for reasons that I'll go into in more detail.
Okay, well,
based on my research.
Yeah, well, will we move on to user interface and, yeah?
Yes.
Sorry, as long as were you,
yep.
Yep, okay. Interface concept.
Yeah. I'm going to have to work between the slides and the whiteboard, because I actually have some fairly concrete things this time. Now, I was given an HTML file giving various ideas from other previous remote control designs, and pretty much decided to just dump them all. I wasn't very impressed by them, and they didn't seem to nothing I saw seemed to meet the sorts of design specifications that we're going for today. Rather than looking at other remotes, it would be better to simply look at the human hand and try and figure out a way of laying out the elements we've already decided on, so that the fingers, each finger or thumb, is wherever it needs to be already. Next slide, if you please. And what we basically decided on was the joystick. Two function buttons and the LCD. Just keep it pared down to the absolute minimum. I don't actually think we need the numeric keypad, because one of the menus that we could have available via the LCD is one where you scroll through channels. So if there's something, and bear in mind, since this isn't meant to work for digital or for cable or whatever, you're basically looking at four or five terrestrial channels, and then the channel for your VCR and or DVD player and or set-top box. So it's not I'm not really excessively concerned about that. You also have two modes: basic mode, where the joysticks left right for channels, up down for volume, and menu mode for further functions. Now the reason I was particularly interested in using rubber for this is if we're going to have a highly ergonomic design, it needs to be ergonomic for left or right-handed people.
Can I just jump in slightly there?
Mm-hmm.
That would suggest that double curve design is probably going to be most appropriate then.
Yes, absolutely. Basically, what this would mean would be having, I would say the whole thing articulated at two points, so that if you're handing it from a left or right-handed user, you can adjust it so that the LCD and the joystick would be in the right place. And also, it seems to be a rather nice sort of design gimmick that the whole thing, it should have a sort of organic feel to it, that it should be, soft to touch and can be moved around. Rather nice. Okay, onto the next slide.
Just to let you know, we'll probably be quite tight for time as well.
Okay.
Because I think you've probably got a lot you'd like to say, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, basically, I can add pretty pictures to this. Assuming the hand to be in about sort of this position, holding the remote. The joystick unit should rest over the joint of the forefinger, so that it's directly accessible for the thumb. And it would need to be articulated just below that, so that it could be switched around for left or right-handed users. So. You then have the grip section that can be more or less the same, irrespective of handedness. You just have two big buttons that cover most of the area. So it can, in the upper part, one for the forefinger, one for the middle finger. This part here is the joystick. This would be the actual grip, probably where you'd want to have the battery as well. That would be probably the bulkiest part. And you then have at the bottom the LCD, and this would need to be articulated as well. And basically I'd want this to rest here right at the base of the wrist, so it would fit just nicely in the hand. And again, this part could be rotated so it can. So that it can be adjusted to either left or right-handed user. So the top function button in basic mode would be the on-off switch, and menu mode would be the enter button, and then the bottom function button switches between modes. Now programming it, this is one thing I found with the replacement remote controls, programming them can be a right pain. So I thought the simplest way around that would be to have a cable to connect it to the computer. Some fairly simple software on the computer, just so that you on your home computer, just so that you could program it in a rather more comfortable interface, and you could download programs for it from TVs from all the main manufacturers, it would be necessary to have a mode for programming it without the computer, just in case there are still people left out there who don't have them yet. That's my idea.
Fashion trends in Europe. What's in black? You know, that's those. So, next slide, please. We found in order of importance, people want the remote control to look cool more than they want it to be cool. As in, they want it to do a lot of good. They want it to look like it does a lot. And if it does do a lot, that's a bonus. But they don't care so much, you know. They want it to be. That sounds a bit like a contradiction. Technologically innovative. People want it to be that, but still they care more about the way it looks than what it does. So like the interface is really important. And easy to use. It just so happens that from the second point to the third point is twice as important. I mean, the second point is twice as important as the third point. People want it. It has to be cooler than easy to use. You know, if it has the nearest features, even if it's difficult to use, to prefer it to have the newest features. And if it's easy to use, that's a bonus. The fashion, now this seems a bit odd to me, but fruit and veg is the new black for furniture, for clothes, for shoes. How that relates to remote control, I don't know. But I see, I'll come on to that in the next slide. Spongy, I've been saying everything is the new black, but spongy is the new black as well. So we have the choice between rubber and plastic. If it's a type of rubber that you can squeeze, you know, it's spongy, then
that's good. I forgot to mention that. The rubber material is the type of stress ball material.
Okay.
Not just normal rubber.
Okay, so kind of spongy material. So,
okay.
So my personal opinion, we want some advanced and technologically innovative, obviously, but what we need is something that looks like it's from the future, that looks cool, that's different, you know, that's, everyone has a white remote control or a black remote control, you need something cool. Like, titanium is cool, but it's expensive, and maybe it's a bit of overkill for a remote control. Now the fruit and veg options. Either we go in that direction or we stay totally away from it. Yeah. I mean, the research did come up with fruit and veg, so maybe it is important. But it's the up to the interface guy. So if we stay away from it, you know, stay away from it. But if we're gonna go along with it, then it doesn't necessarily have to be like an apple or something like that, or a kiwi fruit. It could be something like, I say potato peel, but I'm sure you guys have a much cooler idea than I do. So I think cool is the key. A few questions about a spongy remote control. I've never seen one before. I've seen plastic remote controls. I think maybe they were, I don't know, back in the day when they first came up with remote controls, they had a reason for it being sturdy, you know, for being strong and sturdy. So if we want something strong and sturdy, I'd say stay with plastic or titanium. But if we go with spongy, we can stress that you can drop this as many times as you want. It doesn't matter, it's spongy material, it's not going to break, you know. I just don't know how the LED and the lights are going to fit into a spongy material, because it's not going to be completely squeezable. So how do things fit in? And if we are going to use spongy, we can say it's long-lasting, you know, it's damage-resistant and stuff like that. So just to summarize, people want stuff that's cool, that looks like it's cool. And if it is cool, then that's a bonus, but it doesn't have to be. People like fruit and veg. We can either go down that alley or stay totally away from it. People like spongy material. If we're going to use spongy material, we have to think of how practical it is and how we can further promote that idea. And also, this was this year, so things change all the time, every year. You know, they always talk about this year, this is the new black. Well, next year, something else is going to be the new black, and we're stuck with last year's green veg type stuff. Okay? That's me.
Well, I would say that the most you could probably hope for is gaining a year's leave than most people anyway. You always have to bring out new designs, so if we can get next year, then that's possibly a good place to start anyway. Seems like a lot of the components could be off the shelf, so I don't know exactly what costs would be incurred. I can see your point about the numbered keyvat, but I would say that we can probably incorporate it into the menu system if you need to do traversal of a large number of channels. My feeling would be that even if at a later date this was to be taking control of set-top boxes as well, having the use of the LCD and the joystick would probably allow you to manipulate enough channel numbers for you to be...
Yeah, actually, if you've got a lot of channels, the numbered keypad can be quite annoying as well, because if you're trying to remember what numbers the discovery channel order, it's just irritating. But if you have a menu structure, then you can subgroup them.
Okay.
So you
can use it. What do you do on that? Sky Digital.
Yeah.
So what it looks like to me is we'll use a large number of standard components. Say something like lithium-ion battery, the kind that you find in most small handheld devices now. Looks like we've been going for a double curve design. I don't know what cost implications there are in that. Looks like we're pretty much decided on some kind of flexible rubber. Though I'd have to say, depending on how flexible it is, we might need to have some kind of inner frame.
Yeah, I would say definitely. I mean the idea of having it sort of articulated, there would be basically two points of articulation, one below and one above the main sort of grip. So.
Is there any way we could maybe remove the articulation? I can see why it looks appealing, but it could be a weak point in the structure, do you think? That would be a worry of mine.
You're
no,
going
I mean.
To fruit and veg thing. It's like a banana.
I don't think that it would be a structural weakness. I mean, if you have a firm substructure, you can then incorporate articulation into that. If you then have a sort of outer skin of flexible, spongy rubber, then you have something that is very much organic, and I think would look rather cool. I mean, rather cool. I mean, my drawing there doesn't do it justice. It makes it. Makes it look a little bit more like a vibrator than a remote control, but
yeah, we won't add that functionality. One interesting point is, I don't know how serious you were there, but if we take some of the ideas of a banana, why don't we make this damn thing yellow to incorporate the colour of the logo?
Sure. Yeah.
I don't know. It's certainly a different colour from your average.
Make it harder to lose as well.
Yeah.
Was there anything in your research?
The noise for when you lose the banana. For when you lose the remote control. It could be like a monkey noise or something like that, rather than a standard beep. You know, you lose the monkey, the banana. You lose the banana, you press a button, and you hear like monkey screams or something like that to direct you towards the banana.
I think that's something that could perhaps be programmable. They'll maybe have monkey as default.
I was going to talk about the programmable remote control. Now, I think it'd be cool if you had one remote control that can work with all TVs. You know, you click a button and it finds the frequency that works with your particular television.
Mm-hmm.
But why you need to program it like as a standard feature, I don't know.
Well, basically the... each manufacturer will have a particular command set that the TV responds to. It's not simply a matter of frequency. So usually what's done is you have this big booklet full of different possible. You'll have all of them sort of programmed in to the remote, and you'll have this little booklet of codes. You then find your find your manufacturer and try the different codes that come under that manufacturer's name until you find the right one.
That's because televisions, they don't give the remote control any type of feedback when you send it.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
So that's quite annoying, and we probably would still have to do that. But if we had some sort of hookup to your computer as an option, then if you've got a computer, you can avoid that rather irritating thing.
An interesting point is that if the person doesn't have the computer, we can still make the process easier, because instead of having to look up codes, maybe we can have it that one of the options they have is that they look up the name of a company on the LCD and then maybe look up different names of the different actual units that have been produced. Or we have the remote control just go through them until it's like, does this do the correct function and such.
Is it actually a book of names to digits, or is it like a few pages?
Booklet. Some pages.
I'm just thinking, if we were to store this information in some type of mapping, this person probably need to use this feature like once, you know, when they first buy the remote control, or whenever they buy a new television. So, once
to be used very often, that's right.
Yeah.
But it's a nuisance. And it's a nuisance very close to the... to actually purchasing it, so it's something you're likely to be thinking about. And if there's one in the shop that says it can avoid much of that nuisance, you might be favourably inclined towards it.
I think we've covered everything we need to here. I think we've decided on standard items for most of them, rubber and such. So we're now looking at the detailed design and what we need to be doing for the next meeting. So. For for example, and we started talking, you've got yourself and the industrial and designer going to be working quite closely at this stage, because it'll be hard not to, obviously. Looking for prototyping of some of this description using clay, I suppose you'll be told a lot more about that as progress. The user interface design, they're kind of, it looks like they're, the idea pushed forward so far is maybe more of a physical one there, whereas possibly be more interested in maybe how the LCD is going to incorporate, do you think? Or do you foresee that most of the design decisions still need to be based on physical layout?
I think other than getting a sort of more aesthetically pleasing form for it, most of the sort of layout design decisions are made, I would say. But then again, the menu structure, to a considerable extent, that's going to vary according to the model of television, and also any customizations that the user might wish to incorporate. So, and one of the nice things about having an LCD and a menu structure is that there is that flexibility to it.
Some of these things kind of logically follow the others. How could product evaluation doesn't come after actually seeing a product?
I think it would be, it would be more a case of how do you envisage us performing the product evaluation once we have a model to test with.
Oh, that's the, okay, sure.
So it would be a case of, do you think that just bringing users in to have them test it out, maybe putting a certain number of products into the field in certain places, which I suppose is quite similar, or just kind of hitting the streets and, you know, saying, this is a new remote control, do you think it'll look at it?
Okay, sure.
At
this stage, we still have no target audience?
I think the target audience is pretty much anybody under the age of, say, maybe 60 or something ludicrous.
Okay.
The reason I'm saying that is that we're just looking at a replacement remote control, something that's stylish. So maybe you're narrowing down your target audience simply by saying,
it's stylish.
If they're buying it that often, or they're maybe looking to replace something, then they've got a bit of free cash, so that puts them potentially in the younger age bracket.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even single, just for the reasons of excess cash flow.
Mm.
Although, of course, I mean, at 25 euros, I don't think we're looking at charging a year for the device.
Yeah.
As well as in the normal bracket. Your idea of a USB would largely depend on the cost. USB is definitely one of the cheapest interfaces out there. It might push the cost of the overall unit up, because it would require not just the connection, but the chip for communicating with the rest of the system. That one might have to be based on
the USB for which?
For the remote control.
The idea was that maybe it could connect up for allowing a software interface on the PC a larger programming, due to the fact that we've gone for such a nice, easy, minimal design normally.
It definitely talking some type of.
But didn't they just say it's just for TV?
It's just for TV, but for
different
programming it to use your TV, it might hook it up to the PC. I'm not sure, but I'm thinking maybe that the additional cost of the USB might be prohibitive.
Mm.
I don't know, unless it would make sense to.
But
yeah, I mean, it's
some type of flash memory or something. Well, something that doesn't, you wouldn't have to redo the whole thing once the batteries are changed.
It would need to have, some sort of onboard memory anyway. For one thing, because I do think the menu system should be, although, you know, it's not going to be terribly complicated if it's just controlling one device, the menu system ought to be customizable and
different languages and different skins and stuff like that.
How you want, say, the menu structure for flicking through channels, if you've got lots of channels.
Sure. But if it was customizable as in different languages and stuff, that does open. It is supposed to be international, right? So
it would make sense to.
It would make sense.
I would say it does. And you better be careful at the time as well.
Okay.
You've already had 5 minute warning, so I would say yeah. International would make sense. You're going to look at product evaluation. I better start writing up a hell of a lot of crap. You're going to look a bit more at the kind of the physical makeup, you see, which we're going to need maybe a kind of prototyping play. We'll see how that goes.
Are we going to be supplied with the clay? Is what I want to know. Where is the clay?
So, I think we've got an idea of where we need to go for the next meeting. Would you say?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so they're done with the fashion thing, like
the food and beverage,
which is a spongy discover.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I would say that would be my.
I think I would largely want to try to steer clear of the whole sort of fruit and veg thing, but the spongy idea, I like it a lot.
They seem to have quite a general consensus that the idea of the real rubber could be quite.
Yeah.
I mentioned about having sort of bright yellow, I think that's quite a good idea. Though maybe we could have options for colours as well.
Yeah.
Okay. And again, this has the advantage of being harder to lose.
Sure. I mean, we are trying to promote a remote control, but we want to keep the company brand as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we always need to remember it somewhere we're meant to be getting the slogan on. Possibly, I'm not sure, but I'm seeing a little bit of space around maybe the joystick area, which can be used.
Yeah. I said before, I think we should have the RR on the top function button.
Okay. And I think that says it all, really.
I think so, too.
Right. See everybody in a half hour.